Today we celebrate All Souls Day. And we might wonder, well, what does that really mean? Yesterday we celebrated All Saints, so everyone who's in heaven. Today, All Souls. We're praying for all those who are departed. But if they're already in heaven, why would we bother praying for them? All Souls Day commemorates those who have passed but who have not yet made it to heaven, or who have perhaps not yet made it to heaven, but still died in friendship with God and have the hope of heaven. So then, where are these souls? If they're not with us here on earth, still alive, if they're not yet in heaven, where could they be? They would be in purgatory. Purgatory is where the final stage of cleansing and preparation for heaven would take place. Purgatory is a dogma of the Catholic faith, as in it's something that we are required to believe as Catholics. And we hear about it in our catechism, paragraph number 1030. All who die in God's grace and friendship, but still imperfectly purified, are indeed assured of their eternal salvation. But after death, they undergo purification, so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. It means that those who have passed might not yet be there in heaven, even though they may have lived a good life and tried following God as best as they can. They may still be on that journey towards heaven. And we remember them not just to be mindful of them, but also to pray on their behalf, because our prayers can help them finish that journey. You might wonder, well, do we see this in Scripture? Our first reading touches on something that points to purgatory. We hear, as gold in the furnace, he proved them. As sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. This sense of purifying, of being made perfect. In other passages in Scripture, we are told that only the perfect can be in heaven. And it wouldn't really be heaven if the people there weren't perfect. And so if we die and we're not yet perfect, but we still die in friendship with God, we can still make it to heaven. We just finish that purification process in purgatory. There are other passages in Scripture that better point to the reality of purgatory. Perhaps one of the better ones is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'll just read verses 10 through 15. According to the grace of God given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But each one must be careful how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, the work of each will come to light, for the day will disclose it. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each one's work. If the work stands that someone built upon the foundation, that person will receive a wage. But if someone's work is burned up, that one will suffer loss. The person will be saved, but only through fire. What is this foundation? This foundation is Jesus Christ, believing in him, following him. What is this work, this building that he's talking about? It's our lives, building up virtue, the good works that we do, our pursuit of holiness. Notice that those who have this foundation are saved. Those who build well upon it, they receive a wage, that is, they enter into heaven. But those who build poorly, using straw, for example, they will suffer loss but still be saved. I'm not sure what else that passage could mean other than what we believe as Catholics, that there's a final purification process. And there are many other texts. I recently saw an article from the National Catholic Register that had 25 different verses that pointed to the reality of purgatory. And so it is scripturally based. Purgatory is important because we may not finish that process of perfection here on earth, and so it's really out of God's mercy that we have that opportunity to finish the process after death. that we can be cleansed and purified the remainder of the way so that we can still enter into heaven. And so we remember those who have passed, who perhaps have not yet made it to completion in their perfection, the perfection of charity, primarily, but perfection in general as well, so that they can be in heaven. We can think of purgatory as kind of like the porch of heaven. So if someone goes out and they play and they get all muddy and dirty, they come back and dad says, hold on, you need to like rinse yourself off. You're not going to bring all that mud inside the house. And so they'd be on the porch with a hose getting all of that mud off before they can come the rest of the way in. Purgatory is kind of like that, the final cleansing process before entering into the joys of heaven. We are blessed in that we have opportunities to help those who are in purgatory through our prayers, through our good works, having masses celebrated on their behalf, praying rosaries for them, but we can also acquire indulgences for them, plenary or partial. I talk about that more in the article that I have in the bulletin. Today, being All Souls Day, there's a special plenary indulgence available for a soul in purgatory if we, out of our generosity and our love for them, would be in a church, good news, you're already here, pray in Our Father and pray the Nicene Creed, in addition to the usual things that are required for an indulgence, and that information is available in the bulletin. If we do these simple things, then God, through His mercy, through the authority of the church, will free a soul in purgatory. And that's quite an awesome blessing, that someone in purgatory who's not yet finished in that process of purification, our prayers would be like that water coming out of that hose, finishing that process so that they can enter into the house, the joy of heaven. So we're blessed to have that opportunity. There are more opportunities for indulgences for souls in purgatory also listed in the bulletin. With regards to praying for them in a cemetery, which, good news, we have one on our property. So during this next week, for each day of the week, we can obtain a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory through that work and the usual work of achieving an indulgence, which also includes confession and Holy Communion, being in a state of grace, detachment from all sin, and having the intention of receiving the indulgence. So let us rejoice at the reality of purgatory, this merciful opportunity for people to finish the process towards heaven, that they may be purged and purified and enter into those joys. And let us pray for the souls in purgatory as we prepare to meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.